ginger for digestion, aloe vera for skin, tamarind for metabolism, baobab for immune support. Lifeway Shot. Embrace wellness naturally.
Up your day.
Akona teko inge fite ya Shoprite. Haidi chwalo, mitombozi mitu za teko zapatiasi. Kau fela za mitobwa. Inge 500 grams ultra low fat margarine. Yone akola mbafasi kwa for 19.99 fela. Ni hamleka 2 kg Farmer's Choice frozen mixed chicken portion. Yone akuwe kagezi for 129.99 fela. Muske malifa teko inga takufite ya Shoprite. Teko ze di fela 8 March 2026. Fela kwa Shoprite.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the main news at 18 hours. We'll take a look at stories making headlines. HH urges youth to seize leadership opportunities. ECZ warns against misinformation on new constituencies. Trump says no deal, Iran accepted conditional surrender.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. President Hakainde Hichilema has called on young Zambians to take advantage of emerging leadership opportunities, emphasizing that his government is committed to ensuring greater representation of youth, women, and persons with disabilities in national governance structures. Speaking at the National Youth Indaba today, the president highlighted that the government is creating more spaces for young people to actively participate in decision-making processes at both parliamentary and local council levels. He encouraged young entrepreneurs to harness their creativity and energy to innovate, overcome challenges, and pursue leadership roles with seriousness and dedication. The president advised young people to remain clear about their goals, noting that youth is the ideal time to experiment, innovate, and persevere through difficulties. His address underscored the administration's commitment to empowering youth, promoting inclusion, and fostering a culture of entrepreneurship and proactive leadership across Zambia.
We'll give you then the proportional number. And how you get to the how many women, it will be 20 divided by 40 gives you a ratio, 15 divided by 40 gives you a ratio, 5 divided by 40 will give you a ratio, which will apply to get how many women, how many youth, how many with disabilities in each country. Simple. Simple. Yes. Data. So once we do that, we will have representation in every council using those ratios. And as you know, the way you determine who will nominate those women will be based on the presidential vote only. It's the only national vote.
The Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, says that the current increase in the cost of living indicates that improvements in the economic fundamentals have not significantly trickled down to vulnerable households. The Jesuit Center for Theoretical Reflection, JCTR, reports that the basic needs and nutrition basket for a family of five in Lusaka increased to 11,844 kwacha in February, up from 11,365 kwacha in January. ZACA General Secretary Joba Sakala says that prices of essential goods remain high, placing additional pressure on consumers and limiting the benefits of broader economic improvements. Mr. Sakala warns that the situation would worsen due to external economic pressures, which may further drive up inflation and the cost of imported goods. The consumer body argues that without targeted interventions, ordinary citizens will continue to face financial hardships despite macroeconomic stability.
These fundamentals, whether they are real or not real. So it's important that government takes a step to translate whatever they are doing into reality so that people can feel it. As much as the people said, you know, can we have the prices down, but you could see, even the prices, as Zam said, bring them down by so much, and we've seen some movements, but still the word is still going upwards, which means there's somewhere which things that are not doing, and I can attribute it. Well, the cost of production, which is always high. And now looking at the gas issue which is happening there, the war which is there, we anticipate the high price of fuel, which means even the cost of living will trigger up. These are the things that we're looking at.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has cautioned the public against spreading misinformation or campaigning in constituencies that have not yet been created under the ongoing delimitation exercise, stressing that no new constituencies exist at this stage. Speaking during a provincial sitting in Lusaka, ECZ Chairperson Mwangala Zolomis noted that growing misinformation suggesting that provinces and districts have already allocated specific numbers of new constituencies. Ms. Zolomis says some individuals have even begun campaigning and proposing names for constituencies that do not exist, warning that such actions are illegal because the delimitation process has not been finalized. She stressed that no new constituency has been created so far and urged the public and the political players to avoid misleading citizens with unverified information. Ms. Olomis also disclosed that the ECZ has completed the limitation sittings in all 116 constituencies and has now moved to the provincial sitting stage of the 2026 delimitation exercise. She explained that provincial phase will run until March 2026, during which the commission will meet stakeholders at provincial headquarters to review reports compiled by the district consultations. Now, two civil society organizations have filed an appeal with the Human Rights Commission over the alleged failure by government ministries to disclose documents related to Zambia's health aid agreement with the United States. Chapter One Foundation and the LCK Freedom Foundation say they have submitted the appeal in line with the Access to Information Law Act number 24 over 2023. The organization say the appeal follows the failure by the Ministry of Health and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Corporations to provide copies of the Zambia U.S. Health Aid Memorandum of Understanding and a related bilateral compact agreement. According to the two organizations, the request for the documents was made under the Access to Information Act, which requires public institutions to respond within 7 days. However, they said that ministries have neither provided the requested documents nor offered a lawful justification for the refusal. The organizations argue that the agreements reportedly carry significant implications for Zambia's public health system, the private of citizens, and the management of national resources. They have since urged the Human Rights Commission to compel government institutions to respect the Access to Information Act and uphold transparency and accountability. Chapter One Foundation Executive Director Josiah Kalala and LCK Freedom Foundation Executive Director Linda Kasonde say that the public has a constitutional right to such information.
Business News. Business News.
Mining expert Edward Simukonda has expressed concern that Zambia may fall to fully benefit from soaring gold prices on the international market.